The left elite has worked for years to brainwash us into a sort of values lobotomy. We are not to judge those who kill, if the guilty are people of color or women. We are to excuse those who destroy lives as victims of a racist, sexist, and homophobic world, or now, on the global scale, the unfair and oppressive multinational corporate world. We are to blame the innocent and lionize the guilty. How does the left elite indoctrinate decent, thoughtful people into accepting, as an example, that some killers are victims and deserve to be set free? Keep in mind, I speak of the elite not necessarily as a cabal, but as a group of people who share certain basic assumptions, a certain worldview. One now accomplished goal is the brainwashing of society into believing that because of the color of their skin, or their gender, or their sexual preference, some in our multicultural society can never be understood by others, making judgment and punishment inappropriate. The corollaries are that traditional concepts of personal responsibility are outdated, and that expecting others to behave with dignity and expecting society to recognize the concepts of right and wrong is contrary to the ideal of liberty. Every idea, every act has the same value. None is more worthy than another. And judgment? That, of all intellectual actions, is heresy in this Bacchanalian new world. How best to change Americans' fundamental values? How best to indoctrinate you into a culture that grows sicker and more corrupt by the minute? As I will discuss later in more detail, the left elite uses every medium at its disposal: television, film, music and art, politics and the justice system, higher education and the news media. One of its most important tools is constant special interest group rhetoric. The leftism I'm describing has nothing to do with the classical liberalism on which our country was founded, the political philosophy based on individual freedom. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The left has had to restrict individual freedom of thought and deed in order to destroy the concept of judgment and undermine notions of right and wrong that have been held nearly universally for millennia. This is the result of the wrong people getting control of our culture at a time when we were vulnerable. It's that simple and that scary. It also can be reversed without having to diminish the benefits of liberty that flow naturally from our system and our hearts. I'm an odd bird on today's left. I actually believe that we can embrace individual liberty while also applying some standard of dignity to the way we lead our lives. As a gay woman, I live a life made possible by the tolerance of the average American. The efforts of activists in the 60s to bring about an environment that would be safer for homosexual adults and freer for all those who are minorities in our society have been generally recognized as a good thing. Now, on the contrary, I see the left demonizing the very idea of decency in their determination to lobotomize Americans into a foggy silence about anything cultural. In truth, being gay and living with decency and dignity are not exclusive concepts. But the left has dirtied those words to such a degree that when I've used them in conversation, they have elicited the same reaction as if I'd suddenly uttered the word nigger. Friends have urged me not even to use the word morality because it was too loaded. All the more reason to dust it off. You don't, after all, need to be steeped in religious fundamentalism to realize things have gone terribly wrong. I personally refuse to be silent when a movement I've worked for, believing it was meant to expand tolerance and increase liberty, devolves into an effort to eliminate all value-based concepts. For example, as a gay woman, I expect tolerance. But I understand that tolerance is not acceptance or buy-in. I don't expect other women to run out and become lesbians just because they tolerate me, or even if they like me or admire the stands I've taken. A fundamentalist Christian may think my lifestyle is wrong, but it's not fundamentalist Christians that have attacked and demonized me over the last 7 years. A good example of the difference between today's right and today's left can be seen in their reaction to murder. People on the right, no matter how strongly opposed to abortion they are, nearly all recognize that anti-abortion activists who kill doctors are wrong. Contrast that with the left's lionization of black men who kill whites and especially white police officers. The noble effort in the 60s to encourage individuality apparently had no braking mechanism. It continued to a point where self-gratification became the goal, at the expense of values that could coexist with and even enhance our newfound sense of our individuality and sexual self-awareness. Faith, family, fidelity, truth, and honor all became casualties of America's cultural elite. Tolerance, once a genuine American ideal, has become a code word for moral relativism and all its side effects. Once it was realized that the American people were willing to accept diversity and even some challenge to the status quo, the left's goal changed from extending the boundaries of what was considered right to having no boundaries at all. Moral relativism became the order of the day, a view that moral standards are entirely grounded in social custom, varying from culture to culture, moment to moment, circumstance to circumstance.